My name is Loretta Hannon, and my page turner's pick is A Calendar of Wisdom by Leo Tolstoy. A Calendar of Wisdom was the work that he considered his most important, far more powerful than Anna Karenina or War and Peace. He wanted to collect the greatest wisdom through the centuries into one book. There is a certain thought or theme for every day of the year. On one day, you might have a quote from Buddha. You might have a quote from the Bible. You might have a quote from a very little-known American journalist. I have had this book on my bedside table for almost 20 years. I was about 30 when I got this book, and I'm trying to prove myself very much at that time. Wearing big old business suits and gigantic pearls, trying to look older, it just made me look like a little five-year-old on, you know, go with your mom to work day. And so I was really trying to define who I was. Shortly after really diving into Tolstoy's book, that's when I had a moment of clarity, when I finally thought, oh my gosh, I think I've been a writer this whole time. Here was a key thing that he says in the book: life should and can be limitless joy. Life in this world is not a veil of tears, not a trial, but a thing that surpasses our imagination. I was raised in the school of life is hard and then you die. And so here is this radical thought that our natural state is one of joy. And at the bottom of this page, his ending message: when joy disappears, look for your mistake. Oh my God, wait a minute. You mean if I'm not happy, I have control over that? And it really made me turn inward and do work on myself, which is the only thing we can influence anyway. You know, Tolstoy, part of what I love about this is he was a great rebel. He was a great subversive. When I was a student at the University of Georgia, every Sunday I listened to a program on the radio called MLK Speaks. I considered Dr. King to be my pastor, if you will. People are pretty familiar with the fact that he was very influenced by Gandhi. What they don't realize is, where did Gandhi get it from? Our own Leo Tolstoy. This is what Tolstoy says on one particular day. Okay. He quotes Marcus Aurelius on this page. Try to live your life and be happy with your destiny, acquiring inner peace by love and good deeds. And that's, again, just a big part of Tolstoy's book here. You have to really, really be in service, and especially to the least among us. And it really works for me because I tell stories as a writer about the people on the margins. I'm not interested in the pretty people. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just I don't connect with them because I came from the margins. It's a joke among my friends. They say I'm a freak magnet, you know. And I think it's because people sense when you love them.